Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, March 1st, 2023. I'm Rich Strappolino. In a letter to staff, new YouTube head Neil Mohan teased the platform began developing generative AI tools for creators on its platform, saying they will start being available in the coming months. Mohan said these tools could expand their storytelling and raise their production value, from virtually swapping outfits to creating a fantastical film setting. He also said Shorts will soon get a side-by-side layout feature for existing YouTube videos or Shorts, similar to TikTok's Duets. And YouTube TV will also get the ability to view multiple NFL Sunday Ticket games at once. The Verge's Alex Heath reports Meta shared its AR and VR roadmap with employees. According to the roadmap, the Quest 3 headset will come out later this year, claiming to be 2 times thinner, twice as powerful, and slightly more expensive than the Quest 2, with a smart guardian feature to guide users through mixed reality experiences. In 2024, Meta will ship a more accessible headset codenamed Ventura, which it hopes will pack the biggest punch we can at the most attractive price point in the consumer VR market. This would be followed up by a La Jolla headset way out in the future, aiming to provide photorealistic avatars. On the AR front, it plans to release a second generation of its camera-equipped Ray-Ban glasses this fall. In 2025, it plans to ship smart glasses with a viewfinder display and a neural interface band to support hand gestures. A companion smartwatch could also come out at that time. Meanwhile, its first true AR glasses will internally launch in 2024 before a public launch in 2027. The Volkswagen Group announced it will roll out an app store to its various car brands. The store will initially come to select new Audi models in the U.S., with plans to bring it to cars from Porsche, Lamborghini, and Bentley down the road. Apps will be car optimized, including categories like music, video conferencing, weather, charging, gaming, and smart home integrations. The app store won't come to existing models. The Jack Dorsey-backed decentralized social media protocol Blue Sky released an app on the iOS App Store meant to serve as a showcase for its authenticated transfer protocol. The service remains an invite-only beta, so you can download it, but likely can't use it. Right now, the app is pretty bare bones with a 256-character limit, support for uploading photos, but no direct messages. Qualcomm and Thales announced certification for the first user-ready integrated SIM, or iSIM. It offers card-free digital signups and security, like an eSIM, but it's built into a phone's main processor, so there's no dedicated chip needed. That saves space and possibly money. No word on which phone will first use iSIM, but since they support the same remote provisioning standard as eSIMs, providers won't necessarily need to update their systems. So as soon as a handset comes out with the hardware, it should just work. TikTok rolled out new screen time controls. It will roll out a change to all accounts of users under 18 to automatically set a 60-minute daily screen time limit, after which users must enter a passcode from a parent or guardian to keep watching for another 30 minutes. Teens that turn off the limit and spend over 100 minutes a day on TikTok will be prompted to set a new daily screen time limit. TikTok also plans to add family pairing linked accounts the ability to set words and hashtags to filter out. Parents can also customize screen time limits for different days of the week and set times to mute TikTok notifications for teens. Google made Gmail client-side encryption available for Google Workspace Enterprise and education customers. It previously launched a beta test for the encryption on the web app back in December. The feature is off by default. Workspace admins have to turn it on. Once enabled, users will see an additional encryption option in any email compose window. Dish CEO Eric Carlson informed employees that it was aware that certain data was extracted during the cyber attack that took many of its services offline over the weekend. It's not clear if this included employee or customer data, but Carlson said the investigation could reveal it included personal information. Some of its external websites remain down as of this recording. Security researcher Brian Krebs reported that three different cyber criminal groups claimed to access T-Mobile's internal networks in over 100 separate incidents last year through phishing attacks on employees to gain access to internal tools, often with multiple groups gaining access on the same day. The groups used the access to operate SIM swapping as a service on Telegram channels, letting a third party gain access to a phone number, usually used to get around SMS-based authentication. Krebs notes the average access time for each attack seemed to decrease throughout 2022. On Tuesday, NVIDIA released RTX Video Super Resolution, its AI upscaling technology that works inside Chrome and Edge browsers to improve any web video by sharpening the edges of objects and reducing video artifacts. Videos between 360p and 1440p can up-res to 144Hz frame rate and upscale to 4K resolution. NVIDIA's Shield TV already has this technology built in, but updates to the Chromium engine let NVIDIA expand it to RTX 30 and 40 series cards. The e-bike giant RadPower released the RadRunner 3 Plus e-bike, which ups its predecessor's payload capacity 16% to 350 pounds, adds a suspension fork and hydraulic brakes, and supports an optional dual battery system for up to 100 miles of range. It's available now for $2,499. The smartphone maker Tecno showed off the Phantom 5 Fold, a horizontal foldable at Mobile World Congress, notable for starting at $1,099. It offers a MediaTek Dimensity 9000 Plus SoC, uses AMOLED 120Hz displays on both the main screen and the subscreen when folded, and it's rated at 200,000 folds, the same as Samsung's latest offerings. No word on availability. Also at MWC, Qualcomm CEO Cristiano Amon said the company assumes it will not provide any cellular modems to Apple in 2024, although cautioned that it's their decision to make. Apple acquired Intel's modem business in 2019, and recently, analyst Ming-Chi Kuo reported Apple plans to use its own sub-6 GHz 5G modem in a new iPhone SE model next year. And finally, Google expanded availability of Google Wallet on Wear OS, now available in 60 countries, up from 45 back in August. New countries since then include Mexico, Vietnam, Thailand, Malaysia, Kuwait, Ecuador, and Costa Rica. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.